And we are back for another Partrain. Guys, it is your host, Evan Singer. If you're new to the show, this is the Partrain. We help people that sometimes stink at golf and life. We try and pull lessons from the golf course and apply them on and off the course. And we appreciate you guys joining us for another episode. This is a different kind of episode that we've never actually done before. We'll consider this kind of like a train of thought, really short, easy to listen to. I know a lot of us don't have those long commutes anymore right now. So this is something we wanted to try. Just basically came from the heart. Before I get to a little bit of an intro, I wanted to say that in case you guys didn't listen to the last couple episodes, we've got a new promo code for our great friends and partners, Roback. The code is called Stay Home, STAYHOME, all in word. And it gets you 20% off at Roback.com. We've talked a lot about Roback over the last year, but in case you guys haven't tried it up to this point, I don't know what you're waiting for. But our discount of 20% is equivalent to their Black Friday sale. So it's the best deal you're going to get all year long. And at a time like this, at a time that is so uncertain, at a time so uncommon, first of all, you deserve a little treat. You deserve a little gift. So get yourself a little something, would you? Get yourself something comfortable. Get yourself something that you can wear on Zooms for work and that's super comfortable to wear on the couch while watching the Last Dance documentary, which we just finished, which, by the way, was absolutely incredible. Also, if you haven't gotten the performance t-shirts yet, I'm telling you, that is probably the best thing to get throughout this whole thing, quarantine life. It is so versatile. It is so comfortable. It encourages you to work out, but it's also great loungewear too. So Roback.com, code stay home, and get yourself 20% off. I'm going to make this quick, but this episode was very simple. It was my... but it was as soon as I got back from hitting my first golf ball in over 2 months. And I thought there was a lot of interesting moments, feelings, and I just wanted to share them. And I think every golfer is itching to get out. Some cities' golf courses are open, some aren't. I know they're all slowly opening up. But for me, the driving range is really, you know, a place that I love to go, and being able to go for the first time in so long when you're not able to go, I found a new appreciation for it and for the game altogether. So if you like golf at all, you're going to be able to empathize with these feelings, and hopefully, you know, we can carry some of these, realizations and perspective into the game, you know, when you play again. So I hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you're staying well. Enter that code stay home at Roback.com and enjoy a little train of thought, you know, 7 to 10 minute episode here. Take care. All right. So I don't know how the sound's going to be. I'm just doing this on Zoom. Just got back from the driving range. And I was thinking to myself, a lot of things were going through my mind. And I thought, you know what? If this is interesting to me, I'm sure it's probably going to be interesting to hear from other golf nuts, like the Partrain crew. So just went to the driving range for the first time. Los Angeles just opened up the city courses. And, I got to say that was probably the most fun I've ever had at the driving range. And so, number one, that tells me that obviously, like when a loved one goes away, distance makes the heart grow fonder, right? Same thing with this crazy game. And so just being there, being able to take one moment of joy was, I felt like a little kid again. I was taking my clubs out of my trunk, and just this old habit and favorite activity of mine of going to the range on the weekend and working on something
almost like a meditation practice for me. Being able to have that practice again and having the anticipation of that, of taking my clubs and walking up, was really a thrill for me, which sounds crazy, but it's true. And also, I think there was a little anticipation of like, okay, I'm going to walk up here. What's going to be the difference? Are there going to be stalls that are different? Or are they setting up the stalls differently? Is there going to be every other space? There really wasn't. Everyone was wearing masks, at least most people. And I picked up the bucket with like a napkin, and we had, you know, hand sanitizer, and I was wearing a mask and everything. But some funny things happened as we were, as I was hitting. First thing was, is I was like, you know, there's a little bit of nerves because it's like, I don't know where this ball is going to go. You know, I've been like thinking about working on things for the last 2 months. And so I was excited to try that. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen the first time you're trying it. For context, I played baseball my whole life, so I naturally have a really steep downswing. So I've been trying to work on, you know, shallowing out my downswing, give me more room. Anyways, the first like 10 swings, I had like one of the best seven irons of my life. And this guy next to me goes, oh, still got it, huh? And we start laughing and I'm like, I guess so. So that's funny. Like going back to the game you played for, you know, decades, at least for me, and not knowing how it's going to go, and realizing that, oh, you can still hit it. And then the other cool thing was the camaraderie. You know, I couldn't see people's faces because of the masks, but I could tell there was like this energy, this shared energy. Oddly enough, this is going to sound maybe a little bit hyperbole, but honestly, it felt kind of like when I was at St. Andrews playing in the Old Course for the first time. I've always described that day as everyone there is kind of having one of the best days of their life. Like there's this shared anticipation, excitement. Everybody knows they're somewhere special. Obviously, a Muni driving range is not that, but the excitement was there. Everybody, you know, we all shared this experience of we haven't been able to play. And so everyone that's there on day one, you know, has been itching to play, right? And so that shared excitement, there was a little bit extra like nods as, you know, people walked by, which was really cool. And then the next thing is really funny. It's easy to go straight from the appreciation for the experience that you've been deprived of for the last couple months to default right back to where, you know, you were before. So classic example, like I said before, I hit one of the best seven irons of my life, right? I am just puring it, baby draw, 5-yard draw. So I asked my girlfriend, Tara, to film me and see. So every time I'm hitting it well, I'm starting to hit it well over and over. I like to film it so that I can see what I'm doing and I can try and replicate it. And my, you know, I always also have the tendency to take it really inside on the takeaway. And so I noticed it was way inside over the line at the top, didn't look good at all. And so I'm starting to mess with my takeaway now. And I'm trying different things. What happens? Well, starting to chunk it a little bit. The ball's not going nearly as well as it was before. And I was immediately back in that same pattern of trying to perfect a swing on video versus, you know, what's really producing results. And so I just almost laughed, you know, I noticed it and I started laughing a little bit because it's like, oh, this is like exactly, you know, the pattern and the trap we've fallen before. And so I kind of took a step back and I'm like, all right, let's have a little fun with this. You know, let's maybe not worry what it looks like on video. But all in all, just, it just amazes me how profound almost and grateful experience I had of doing such a mundane activity like going to the driving range. And I just thought it's really interesting, and I wanted to share that because I'm sure a lot of you might experience this as well as you go back into the game that you love. And so, and yeah, also the drive there, you know, I felt almost free, like getting in my car and going somewhere, going to something that I really enjoy. That felt amazing. And I haven't done that in a very long time. So I think this is a good thing for us to remember how the simple things are really a lot more profound than they seem. And so having gratitude for that's important. So that's my spiel. I'm going to try and see if I can get Serm and Strat to maybe give their little diary reflection of what this is like when they go hit balls for the first time. So maybe we'll do this again for when we play an actual round for the first time, but I wanted to get this down and when it was fresh. You guys have, you know, a similar experience, feel free to comment and tag us, you know, at the Par Train. Yeah. Enjoy this time. If you guys have the ability to go out and play, be safe about it. But enjoy it, because who knows? You know, we might not be able to do it as this thing changes. So love you guys, and thanks for listening.